just a little bit. What is something that you and your significant other do that other people probably think is a little bit weird? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 1071. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Yes, that's me, bitches.
Hey.
Happy Friday.
What is something that you and your significant other do that other people probably think is a little bit weird? 651-641-1071.
Why are we asking this question, Colleen?
Thank you for singing that to me. Sarah Silverman, the comedian, the actress, was on The View earlier in the week, and she said that she and her boyfriend, Rory Albanese, since they started dating back in late 2020, have never not shared a toothbrush. And I thought, you know, I bet people think that's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird.
She said, why is that so gross?
Because germs?
We kiss each other.
Yeah, but you don't rub those germs under your gums.
I mean,
and like specifically like poke them into your nooks and crannies.
651-641-1071. What is something that you and your significant other do that other people might think is a little bit weird? Let's go to Steve. Steve has been patiently holding.
Hello there. Hi.
What do you do? Yeah, no judgment, Steve.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine.
We have a little stuffed llama that I bought for my girlfriend because she loves llamas. And so one day she went out and bought, you know, a little outfit for her and sent some pictures of it to me. And so I went and bought an outfit and headphones and sunglasses. And then I started taking, and her name is Lily. I started taking her out too. So she'll take Lily to work. I'll take Lily to work. Lily will be cutting grass with us, cutting down trees. And we just send pictures back and forth to each other.
Oh.
And people at our work have seen that and just kind of go, what's wrong with you guys?
Yeah. I mean, I can see why, but I think that's adorable.
I like it.
Yeah.
It is. It's a lot of fun because she's like our little child that we never had. So
I love
it's just
that.
Fun to do.
That's sweet.
Steve, that's great. Thanks for your call. I love that story. Okay, we've got Christine on the line. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
What is something that you and your significant other do that other people might think is a little bit weird?
We sleep in separate beds.
Have you always slept in separate beds?
No, we did this recently since we have an 85-pound golden doodle.
Oh.
Who's taken the spot of my fiancé, and we have very different sleeping patterns.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's
like understandable. I don't think you're alone, Christine, at all. Like, I don't do this, but I can totally relate to the need occasionally. For example, like last night when I had to, like, elbow my partner to roll over so he wasn't, you know, snoring logs in my face.
See?
It's very nice not to hear the snoring.
There you go. Thanks for your call, Christine. I always think that's the one that it's always interesting to me. I sleep in the same bed with my husband, but I understand how that could be a relationship saver if you sleep in separate beds.
Well, yeah, and if you've got different really like, or, you know, sometimes you might have different schedules.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to get up like super early. I will say Jamie gets up much earlier than I do, and it does wake me up, and I kind of hate that, but I've just gotten in the habit of going back to sleep. But you know, if it's like diametrically opposed, like if you're working one shift and they're working like the late shift or something,
mm-hmm,
I could understand why you'd need to do that.
Yeah. 651-641-1071. What is something that you and your significant other do that other people might think is weird? Bradley, do you have anything that you can think of?
The only thing I can think of is like the amount of attention we give our dog in terms of like, you know, we will do group hugs with the dog. Like the three of us will get one big hug together. And I know people are always just like, oh God. But we, you know, it's our dog.
Do you do it in front of people?
No, that would be weird.
It's a private situation.
Private. Yeah. I mean, only because like the world doesn't need to, you know, be a witness to the three of us, you know, group hug.
Okay, so are you super grossed? I mean, you are just completely disgusted by the notion of Sarah Silverman and her boyfriend sharing a toothbrush.
No, I mean, not completely disgusted. I just think it's kind of gross because I think of like there have been a handful of times we actually, Jamie has put a piece of black tape on his toothbrush.
Oh.
Because we have the same, currently have the same colored toothbrush. And so as to not confuse the two, because I have literally put his in my mouth before and been like, oh! And I think it's just because I'm a borderline germaphobe, but I guess different strokes for different folks.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Diane. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Diane, what's the weird thing that you and your significant other do, or the thing you do with your significant other that other people would think was weird?
The thing that people think is weird about us is that we don't live together and we'll be together 18 years this fall.
Wow. Tell us more. Like, how far apart do you live?
Probably about 45 minutes.
What? 45 minutes? That's crazy. What prompted that?
Because he lives out in the country and has lots of land and won't leave that because they can hunt and do everything they want out there. And I have a townhome, which he would go bonkers at my house because there's nothing to do.
So do you visit each other in each other's home areas?
Yeah, yeah.
And will you stay there for a few days and then leave, or how does that
usually
go?
Usually the weekend.
I love it.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
It's usually weekends. And our schedules are so different. That's another thing. He's really early and I'm late.
Well, I was going to say, Diane, I bet in a lot of ways that has, I mean, I don't know, I'm not in your relationship, but I bet that that is a good thing in so many ways for both of you.
Well, we'd kill each other if we lived together.
See?
Do you, how often do you communicate during the week?
Oh, daily.
Oh, okay.
Several times
like
daily.
By phone?
Mostly text, and then in the evening, it's always phone call.
Oh, that's adorable.
Well, I know.
That's fascinating. I've never heard anything like that, Diane, but kudos and congrats for being, you know, able to find your own
path.
Well,
I mean, it works for us. If it's, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. Diane, thanks for your call. I do love that. And I've known somebody as well who had a very long-term relationship, 30 years, where they never lived in the same home.
Wow.
Ever. And I think it did save, you know, I think it can be, again, if it works for you. Yeah.
Who am I to judge? I will say I adore having time alone. And so occasionally Jamie will go out of town and I will stay home or vice versa. And I just think that for us that works.
Because
I just love being able to walk around the house, do whatever I want, make dinner whenever I want, eat whatever I want. You know, I mean, it's not like I don't have the ability to do those things when he's there. It's just, it's nice. As an introvert, it's nice occasionally to not be bothered by other humans for a bit.
Yeah, for sure. But you're not sharing a toothbrush.
No, do you?
We have. I mean, like, you know, back in the olden days.
Yeah.
But I mean, the olden days of our relationship.
I just don't know why. Like, I feel like that's like a thing. You just, I don't know. I don't know where I got that from.
But. I think we did that before we were sharing space, right? Like, you know how there's like a level at which the relationship progresses where you have things like a toothbrush and your own deodorant and then like little things start moving
in. I guess we share
in.
Deodorant. I mean, I guess there's, you know, things in your underarms, but
I don't think that's gross.
Yeah.
But listen, I have a really low threshold of gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have children.
Exactly.
You have to have a low threshold for
that
gross.
Is a fact.
Yep.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, yesterday, was this a blind item or we very quickly skimmed past a conversation involving Mama June and Honey Boo Boo? It was a blind item.
That's what it was. Yeah, about her being on OnlyFans eventually.
Possibly. Well, Mama June is talking because they're getting ready for another season of Mama June Road to Redemption. And I just thought, you know, we read that blind item yesterday, but we hadn't really caught up with Alana. Let's find out what's going on with Mama June with Alana when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Well, yesterday on the Colleen and Bradley show, we read a blind item about Honey Boo Boo. Well, we thought it might be about Honey Boo Boo and Mama June. This is the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And, you know, I thought to myself, self, we haven't heard a lot from these guys.
Yeah.
What's happening
What's
over there?
What's going on with them guys over
Guess
there?
Guess what?
What?
So apparently, their show is still going. The one that's called Mama June Road to Redemption. And this is the one that's focusing on her sobriety.
Which is a follow-up or spin-off or some continuation of
From Not to Hot.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and that kind of went, let's be honest, that one went real sideways when she and her boy, Mama June and her boyfriend at the time Gino, I mean, they got real involved in some drugs and it was not a good situation. And that sort of like led to the unraveling of that show.
Yeah.
And then she was able to kind of get back on track. She and Gino broke up and now they've got this new series. Okay, well, I learned a lot because I watched an entire interview with her and Too Fab magazine, which we cannot share the audio of because she gets kind of sweary in this interview. But I can tell you some of the things I learned. But one of the things I learned is that Alana, Honey Boo Boo, is dating a guy who's, I'm going to say, significantly older than she is. Only because she's 16 and he's 20.
Yeah.
Which is...
That's like that, you know, it's happened. It happens. But it's also, if I were a parent, I'd be a little concerned. Mostly because those are different life stages.
Yeah, it's a relative...
Very different, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's
high
a relative
versus
thing.
Versus out of college or in college. I don't know this person.
But. Exactly. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about him. At least what Mama June thinks of him. She said, Alana... is getting a lot of hate because she's in an interracial relationship and he's older. But at the end of the day, she said, Alana's not that 6 or 7 year old child y'all fell in love with 11 years ago. Alana has grown up and she's graduating high school next year.
Oh.
And then one of the things that Mama June said, like went on to say about the fact that Alana is graduating from high school is, she said, it feels really important to close the loop on that, to kind of see her. I mean, and she really did say it in this sort of beautiful way, which is not always characteristic of Mama June, but that it felt right to kind of close the loop on her and send her off like from high school and sort of close that chapter of her childhood on television.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm paraphrasing, but even just the way she said it in this interview.
Seems very healthy.
Which actually, I do want to say this. For all the people who watched Honey Boo, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, and thought she was just sort of this not very smart backwoods, Southern, she's actually really well spoken and incredibly insightful.
Yeah. I mean, that's been like, you know, we used to get, I would say the word is poo pooed. Mm hmm. People would look down their nose and say, like,
oh, we got poo pooed for a boo boo.
Yeah, we got poo pooed for the boo boo. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, I can't believe you guys watch that show. It's just so trashy. And then, of course, when you learn about the like disgusting things that Mama June did do, including but not limited to dating the guy who allegedly sexually assaulted, well, I think was convicted of sexually assaulting her child, mm-hmm. It was understandable. But to your point, like to just say because they look a certain way or talk a certain way or come from a certain socioeconomic background that they are less intelligent or less well-spoken is like a huge miscalculation, misjudgment, and it's also just bigoted. But so I think this is just your point sort of reiterates that.
Yeah. She did go on to talk a little bit, though, about Honey Boo Boo's boyfriend. And I want to say his name because his name is Draylen Carswell. And again, he's 20 and Honey Boo Boo is 16. And she did say, this is what she said. And just imagine Mama June just telling it like it is, shooting from the hip. Okay. He's good. He needs to hold down a job a little bit more. I mean, he's not bad. He doesn't treat her bad or anything like that. They're young and they've been together over a year. So if they last, fine. If they don't, it can be her first love. But I just
very
love,
like, you know, wide-eyed.
So honest, though. Like, there's nothing. This is not a Kardashian polished conversation.
No. And it's mildly, again, like, I just feel like if, I mean, sure, you can say like he's 20, whatever. Is he good to her?
Yeah.
Is he a good person?
Right.
Like those are the bigger questions. Those are the more important questions.
Yes. Because absolutely.
We want Alana to have healthy relationships because she's not had a lot of modeling of that behavior in life.
Exactly.
By other people that are parental figures in her life.
I do just want to tell you another thing that, speaking of the Kardashians and how you're not going to get a Kardashian answer out of Mama June, she also talked about in this interview with Too Fab which is a tabloid, an online tabloid. I watched the video. It's up on peoplemagazine.com. Yeah. Do the math on that. Anyway, I watched the whole, I don't know, it's like
Kudos,
10 minutes.
Gina Rodriguez.
Yeah, exactly. High five. I watched the whole video, and one of the things that they talked about, and she was really candid about, and I thought, this is so different from the Kardashians. She talked about how they film the show, and she talks about how they it's not scripted for them. Nothing is scripted. So sometimes you would miss large pieces of things that actually happened in their lives during the taping of their earlier shows, because they didn't wait to have family discussions or arguments or things like that until the cameras showed up.
So they'd be like, here's what you missed.
Right. And so sometimes, and so because he asked, well, you weren't showing up for filming. And she was like, well, filming was happening in my life and I wasn't there. And you can spin it however you want to spin it. But what she was trying to basically say was, we don't manufacture content for the show. The show really watches us live our lives.
Yeah.
And then she disclosed this other piece that I think is fascinating. Because of COVID, they had a really difficult time taping this season of Road to Redemption, Mama June, Road to Redemption. They did most of it on iPhones.
Oh.
Like themselves.
Wow.
She said a lot of people don't realize that, and you might not even know that when you're watching it. But because they weren't able to keep a regular schedule when things were happening, they got used to using their iPhones to do the taping.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. So I thought I'd just roll
I would
roll
never have suspected that was possible.
I know, but I don't, and I don't watch the show, but that, I mean, honestly, that interview made me think I should maybe be watching this show. She's been sober for, I believe she said 19 months. And she's just working her program, doing her thing.
You know, she's no less interesting as a person. You may not approve of all the things she does in her life, but, you know, do you approve of all the things the Kardashians do in their lives?
Nope.
Right? Okay.
And you watch that.
Yep.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, dumb people doing dumb things, crazy, stupid.
Idiots!
After this on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And we call them crazy, stupid
idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. That's dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of.
What up? Sometimes other places like
Philadelphia feeling
freedom.
I like a Philadelphia feeling.
Me too.
But this Philadelphia feeling is all about freedom. And I'm going to tell you, it takes place on Mother's Day.
Oh,
you know, we give mothers all sorts of gifties on Mother's Day. Do we not?
It's true.
Well, a Catholic grade school in Northeast Philly managed to put together an epic Mother's Day experience that ended up in shrieks of terror and horror.
Oh. What did you say it was, a grade school?
Yeah. A Catholic grade school in far Northeast Philly managed to put together an epic Mother's Day failure. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint.
Okay.
They wanted to do like a flower sale.
Oh, okay.
A Mother's Day flower sale.
I was thinking maybe they like fed the mothers a dinner with spoiled beef and they all got violent trots. But no, okay.
No,
okay, they wanted to
evil.
Put on a flower sale.
Yeah, St. Anselm School on Dunks Ferry Road in Parkwood.
Okay.
Over in Pennsylvania. Mistakenly sold something that they thought were roses.
They thought they were roses.
So you could buy a rose for your mom. You know, like kind of like a rose and a wrapped up, and you'd bring it. Oh, happy Mother's Day.
Okay. So it was a wrapped up rose. Oh, it was condoms.
Condoms, rose. Condoms. Condoms. No, it's not condoms.
Okay. It was. Oh, was there marijuana? And were they marijuana roses?
No, but I like that one too.
What was it?
Well, Okay. So they thought they had this brilliant idea for Mother's Day roses, and they looked like Mother's Day roses. I mean, green stem, you know, the red flower wrapped in cellophane, except for when you began to unravel the cellophane and you looked at the rose, it started unfolding and unraveling and turned into sexy panties.
Oh my gosh, no way. Oh.
Wait, that's not the sexy panty sound.
My gosh.
What did I want to do? This one.
Yeah.
Sexy panties for your mom.
Ish. Oh my gosh.
That's awkward. Yeah. So it's 250 students at this school, and the pre-K through eighth grade mistakenly sold fake roses that had red thongs folded inside of flowers.
Who made that mistake?
One St. Anselm family shared the discovery on social media, and the mom didn't seem too upset by it. However, school officials explained these roses were purchased under the impression they were suitable for Mother's Day.
Oh my gosh.
They took immediate steps to remediate this issue. God, that sounds so like official school.
Yes.
St. Anselm Parish School took immediate steps to remediate this issue when it became known, inclusive of board communication with school families. The situation represents an unfortunate mistake, and we apologize deeply.
Okay.
Nobody, but I will say for the curious, you can get a bouquet of them lacy panty underwears, roses, for $5.45 at the Theon Apparel. Wow. And $1.25 a piece from dhgate.com.
That's a steal.
How did somebody miss?
This is what I'm saying, is who?
Because in the picture.
Ordered those.
Yeah, they look like roses, but you got to believe somebody saw what they were doing.
Well, yeah.
And was like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to create an epic joke.
It is pretty funny.
And they are like.
They're lacy panties.
Yeah. Sexy, like, but gimmick panties. Yeah. Like, I don't think you're probably wearing those much.
Somebody might.
Only
oh my
to
gosh.
Take them off.
Yeah. They're not going to do much for you.
Those aren't work no. panties.
Those are not work panties. Indeed. Oh, for goodness sake. All right. That was in
Philadelphia Freedom.
We are going to Nihon. We are going
Japan.
To Japan. Yep.
Okay. What's
we're going
on
to
there?
The Akita Prefecture.
Oh, up north.
There you go. Specifically, well, we're going to meet a firefighter.
Okay.
Who was the chief, in fact, actually, of the fire department. He was clearing out land near his own parents' home when suddenly he was confronted by a swarm.
Ooh.
Of hachi.
Bees?
Which, yes, he thought it could have been any kind of bee, including but not limited to murder hornets. And he was terrified.
Oh, sure.
One would be.
Anybody would be afraid of bees.
Exactly.
Especially a lot of them.
And so, again, we're talking about the chief of the fire department. He was terrified as he was being swarmed by these bees. And so he did the only thing he knew to do in the moment. And pulled a what? Road flare.
Oh, God. Oh, my
and
God. He
threw it into the swarm.
Okay, excuse me. Is this a firefighter?
As I said, the chief of the fire department.
Okay.
Pulled out a road flare, lit it to get rid of the flying murder hornets.
Okay.
Threw it at the bugs in self-defense, and it landed in a pile because what was he doing? Do you remember? Clearing his parents' property.
So
it landed in the dry grass.
Yeah.
And started a
fire.
Yay!
But I guess if you're going to start a fire, better to be the fire chief because you know how to put that thing out.
He got fast service. Let's just put it that way. Already had another high ranking firefighter on the scene. Called for backup. Three fire engines and 11 other firefighters arrived, and the 45 square meters of grass and trees were engulfed in flames. 30 minutes later, they were able to get them under control. No one was injured. There was no serious damage to property. The fire did not spread, but he did hold a press conference wherein he apologized
because. Very Japanese.
right? Of course it is. He said, I'm very sorry that I started a fire, having just called on residents to be careful not to start wildfires.
This is what I love about the Japanese, you know, as a society, like mm-hmm. you have people who will come out after a horrible thing happens and somebody will go, I would like to apologize for the horrible thing that just happened. And I will let you know that I'm very sorry. And I would like to do, you know, something in my powers to make good by this. Mm-hmm. If only everybody would follow right? that policy. And because if this happened in the United States, it would be like, I would like to apologize if anybody was hurt by my, trying to save my life from these terrible murder insects.
Yes.
Yeah, like we would have come up with an excuse.
Also, you can watch, if you'd like to, the press conference. And I just, to your point, how different things are when conducted in Japan. This press conference is very organized. Everybody is wearing masks. There's no chaos. Yeah. He literally stands up and addresses the cameras, apologizes,
it's a different world.
Bows, it's a different and then society. They move on. Yeah. Yes, yeah. It is.
You could learn a thing or two.
Exactly. Where are we going next, Trainer?
We are going on our crazy, stupid, idiot journey to the United Kingdom. And then we're going to go somewhere else. But I want to tell you, these guys, you could call them crazy, stupid, idiots, but you might also be very jealous of their crazy, stupid, idioticness. And I certainly find myself mildly jealous. Why are you saying, oh?
Well, because I don't like it. That's a weird feeling.
Oh, okay.
To be jealous of a crazy, stupid idiot.
I mean... not the, probably the first time. Okay, I want to tell you about a pair of pals, Dan and Alex, Dan Evans, Alex Stubbs. They were out and about in a town called Merthyr in Wales. It's probably pronounced, I can't do Welsh. You probably could because you love the Welsh rare bit known as Tom Jones.
Yeah, I don't know that I can speak like him, though.
I don't know. Okay, that's just all not Irish. Dan and Alex, they were out and about. They started drinking in the afternoon one day. But promised each other we need to get home by at least 11:30 that night, right? Okay. So they're day drinking, yep. And then they're like, we got to get home by 11:30, but that never happened.
Oh.
Why? And it's the why that earned them crazy, stupid, idiot status that we might just be jealous of. I mean, I'm jealous.
They were drunk because they had been drinking all day.
I mean, that.
And they got this great idea instead of going home. Mm-hmm. Why don't they go on a trip?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So they were joking with one another and were like, let's go to Mallorca, Spain. And so they did. They didn't go to Mallorca. Oh, but what they did was, you know, being boozed up that night, they called a cab, ran home, grabbed their essentials, like some underarm deodorant and a passport, phone charger. And then got to the, like, drove straight to the airport. However, when they got there, this Mallorca flight.
Careful.
Mallorca flight was fully booked. But there was one trip left to Ibiza. And so we went to Ibiza. And they booked themselves on the flight, got on the plane, literally partied the entire weekend with no clothes.
Are actually my heroes.
No clothes, no nothing. And when the sun came up on Sunday morning, they were like, okay, so we need to figure out how to get home.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they didn't have return flights.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Or a hotel.
Wait, how old were these guys?
They're in their 20s.
Oh, my gosh. I love these guys.
Yeah. It was only...
You only live once, man. Make it count.
They bought some shorts Sunday morning, headed straight to the Ocean Beach Club, and then they went to a nightclub, and then partied the whole day. It was a little more difficult getting back home, but they figured out a flight back to London in plenty of time to be home by, in time for work on Monday.
Oh, I bet that was a rough start.
Yeah. But my God, then they were telling the story really quickly in this article about a woman who literally got stinking drunk at a christening in Manchester and ended up on a plane to Spain with nothing but her phone and a passport. And thankfully, strangers helped her by like giving her some clothes and a shower before she could, you know, pay, like almost $1,000 to get back home.
Okay, so that started with she got drunk at a christening.
I know. That's a movie.
I mean, that is.
That's a movie.
Trust me. And it's starring Maya Rudolph and Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, in Holly's absence and in Rocco's absence, we had only one choice. In order to play the game, the Throwback Live, I had to put it together.
Oh.
So you, Bradley Trainer, will be playing against our friend Grant after this.
Fun.
On My Talk 107.1.